Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. G'day, welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with my co-host, Brian Tankersley. Now, the product we intend to talk with you about today is called eCourier. I've known the product for quite some time, but it's mainly been sold in the Canadian marketplace. Now, the founder of the company is very, very security conscious and has done a nice job of thinking through security issues. His name's Eric Gold. Now, this company was established in Canada in 2006. They've been very popular across the Canadian market and all of the provincial associations in Canada. The product has now been Americanized, so it now can be purchased here in the U.S. market. So, Brian, what are some of the things that you believe our listeners should know about the eCourier platform?
So I think of eCourier. eCourier seems to do a better job of logging all the activity associated with a document being transmitted, okay? So it, the way I think of it as a certified return receipt requested type delivery, as opposed to a dump all your files in here and then use this. And oh, by the way, we have a portal. Okay. They seem to do, you know, when I look at the logging that they do and the other information and, you know, some of the features they have, like the ability to recall a document. If you send it to the wrong email address, you can kill something before it ever gets delivered to them and change that. You know, I think of this as a tool for delivering documents where you have to have documentation and it has to be right. You must have that log showing where it came in. So this would let you work with just about any document management system you want to here. But this is really I would say this is the best in breed of the delivery with audit trail. So again, a replacement for a return receipt requested or FedEx or something like that, except it's completely digital and they are fanatical about the privacy.
Yeah, you know, that's a really interesting way to think about it, Brian. It's like certified mail, but electronic. And like you said, the logs behind this, the clawbacks, you know, so many of the other things that are in there are just pretty stunning. Now, my Canadian partner of many years, Ward Blatch, used to use this with me because he was a practitioner in Canada, and it was his platform delivery of choice. And so when we were getting Canadian returns delivered to me, it was always secured that way. The ability to see how it was sent, where it was sent, and so forth was pretty stunning. Now, one thing that maybe our listeners aren't quite as worried about some of these technologies as I would be about this, or you would be about this. One thing that the vendor is committed to is to run everything on their own hardware platforms. They don't believe that it's easy to secure on Azure or AWS or Google, one of the hosted public cloud platforms, because you can't control everything. And so they are fanatical about controlling this down at a low level. If I recall correctly, it's Linux security based underneath, which is good. So besides having all these enumerated logs, they're very, very conscious about not letting anybody get to the data, period. And that's a real important deal, because you and I, years ago, taught people about encryption keys and how you wanted to hold your own encryption key. And part of the issues that we're seeing with the FANG companies, the Facebooks, the Alphabets, the Apples, the Netflix, the Googles, and so forth, is the back doors that are in there. So the service provider can unlock encrypted data stored on their servers because they have access to the encryption keys. And sometimes they don't even encrypt the data at rest. So back doors are really a security hole that can lead to a data breach and the abuse of confidential data in general. And, you know, the vast majority of accounting software providers and the vast majority of productivity providers have a back door. And I've always been concerned about that. Now, I'm not going to tell a backdoor story, but you know me well enough that I've sat in design meetings in a lot of very popular companies and continuously spoken against backdoors, continuously.
I think you and I both have had situations where people have said, no, where you've been in meetings and said, you know, I think you can do this. And they've said, no, I'm not sure you can. I said, here, give me that projector cable. Let's see if we can or not, you know, and it's not a lot of fun to do that. But, you know, again, I like their emphasis on the security. I like the logs. You know, the logs are a big deal here. But again, if you're delivering really sensitive information, I like using this because it gives you direct control of the actual document, and you know that you're not sharing any other data with them, because you are doing it on a transactional basis. So it is not a window into your existing document management system. It is a discrete transaction where you're saying, okay, this document that's in my DMS, I am moving it over to eCourier right now, and I'm going to send it from here. And so you know that you don't have some backdoor open for the client into your production document management system in here by accident.
Yeah. And, you know, to that point, so many of the systems, when documents are deleted, they're kept permanently. Microsoft has a 30-day disposal policy, but a lot of the other vendors do not. And so this idea that the data is pretty much locked up is a big deal. Now, we believe there's about 22 portal products in the marketplace. Many of your practice management and many of your portal products, even though they talk about security, they may not have all the levels of security that you would like. What are the other competitors focusing on? Data sharing and workflow automation, but certainly not security. So, you know, we know that the bad actors are trying to intercept data that they can take to the dark web, and that's a big deal. But the vendor has done a really nice job of building a free full two-way service. So when you sign up, you basically wind up with unlimited clients that can be on the system. And if the client wants to sign up, once they've signed up, they basically have the authority to get to your transfer. But again, the tracking dashboards and other things in here are very, very tight. So other things our listeners should know on the tracking or backdoors or any of that other stuff, Brian?
You know, I really like the tracking dashboard because in this thing, you can, there is no repudiation. Okay. There is no saying I didn't get this or anything like that. You know, I've had many situations with clients where I have somebody that maybe I shouldn't have taken on as a client, and they say, oh, I never got that invoice you sent. Where is that invoice? I never got that tax return. You never got that. And with this, I have a log of exactly when they did it, what happened. I can see the status of unopened. And so if somebody nags me real hard about getting something out, and then I see that it's unopened, I know that I can pick up the phone and say, hey, you called, you wanted this. I need you to go download it now if you want it, you know, so that they don't say, oh, well, I missed that you sent it to me or something like that. So it lets you provide that proactive service that you're looking for here. You also don't have to have an app to work with this, so you can work with this with your phone, tablet, computer. Again, it also helps you move things away from email. So it will prompt you to log into the eCourier website, but it will not, you know, again, it prompts you to move this over, again, to eCourier. so that you get, so that again, you don't send this stuff through email. You know, I've told people for many years that you will go to hell if you email a tax return to somebody through with unencrypted email. It's a automatic thing, you know, and I don't want you to come look at St. Peter when your life is ended to get boxed out of the streets of gold simply because you emailed too many tax returns. Okay. That's something we want to avoid here. All right. So work with me.
So Brian, I'm just chuckling I'm chuckling myself to death here because the founder's name is Gold and you're talking about locking people out of the streets of gold. So, you know, you're a pretty funny guy when it comes to that. But this whole idea of discouraging clients for using non-secure email is pretty critical. And many practitioners finally just get tired and give up and let clients send confidential information via email or via non-secure services like Dropbox and others.
And you will burn. You will burn. So, like a fire.
In any case, so eCourier, really good product for security advantages. No backdoor, running on their own infrastructure that they control. They are designed to replace non-secure email. The messages and files on their servers remain encrypted at all times. And the subscribers can configure the data expiration and deletion periods. That's important too, because when it's deleted, it's gone from this system. Okay, that's the key thing to know, because for many other platforms, when it's deleted, it means you can't see it anymore, but that doesn't mean it's gone from the system. In this one, when it's deleted, it's gone. And, you know, they have...
Like Elvis gone.
Elvis gone. Elvis all the way gone. And so the company owns and operates all their servers in highly secure data centers, and they don't use any commercial web servers or any other third party. They've written all the code themselves. So it's their code all the way down to the operating system level. There are security score testing services out there, and this vendor has earned an A+ on qual SSL testing, which is good for them. So Brian, you know, I know our main discussions around this particular product have been around security and logs and so forth, but it probably is time to turn our attention to pricing for just a minute.
Yeah, so they have a bundle of eCourier and the secure deposit box premium add-on feature. The basic one license plus secure deposit box is $500. They have a sliding scale. So the professional 5 licenses and 5 secure deposit boxes is $14.99. And again, that's per year with flexible license configurations. And they do a 10-day free trial. So it's, again, check it out. See if it works for you. You know, I think it's good to, it feels like email and it acts like email and users can handle it like email, but it is still it is a more structured, more regimented tool. You know, if I had something where I thought it was possible that, you know, and I think everybody knows it's possible, but I thought, you know, if I'm looking at today's litigious environment where I've got, where I want to have logs showing when something happened and so forth, I can document what's taking place here, you know, and I need to have good logs in here for potential litigation, this is one I'd be in here. So if I was doing lit support, this is the portal I'd definitely use in here, because you've got those logs and you've got the higher level of security, so you don't potentially breach privilege. You know, again, I like the product anyway, but again, this works very well when you're using a document management system where you don't like the portal with it, or the portal just feels a little too loosey-goosey. You know, again, this makes it a lot easier for you to have a hard line between what's in your document management system and what's shared with the client or exposed externally. So you can really keep your exposure of potentially really sensitive information down to a minimum. That's my sum on it. You know, I like the product. Again, certified mail for portal.
Yeah. And you know, you're absolutely right. As much as I've used this product for over a decade and 15 years, really, roughly, pretty much since its inception, I hadn't really thought about it for litigation support. And you're absolutely right on that part, Brian. Boy, if you want a known log in electronic format, and you and I tested this, with each other, transferring files of gigabytes to see how well it worked. There just didn't seem to be a limitation. And, you know, a lot of these products have a limitation of small files. That didn't seem to be bear up at all. In fact, I was amazed how fast the multi-gig files we transferred worked.
Now, there are some limits on the total amount of files you can have in a pending status on here. If you're going to be sending, you know, 1 hour videos, or, you know, again, you and I were sending some of these podcast episodes where they were video and they were 3 or 4 gig. You know, if you're sending files like that, this product may be a little, you know, may not be exactly right for that. But for where you're sending documents back and forth and images and scans and things like that, this works great.
Well, there you have it, friends. When there's a market of 22 portals, it's not very often we can say this may be the most secure and the best log of all of the products that are out there. And there's many, many more that we'll talk about in other technology labs with you. But this is a good one. And you know, Brian and I enjoy spending time with you. We will see you again in another technology lab soon.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.